Fuzz Fuzz.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Aigle Podcast. As usual, you have Josh.
Hi, everyone.
Myrna.
Hi, everyone.
So, I thought we could just do a little catch-up. I haven't seen you guys in a while, so just kind of seeing what people have been up to over the past several weeks.
Yeah, so this is very, very exciting. But... I got to play the cultural phenomenon Among Us yesterday. I had a really hard time getting more than four people together.
I don't know if I should laugh or not.
And it was so much fun.
Wait, what is the game? What is it? I just found out like what it was. Like the image, like the astronaut images that you keep seeing on like Facebook. I still don't know like what it is.
Yeah, so in case you've been living under a rock. Sorry, Myrna.
Yeah, it's like all over the place on Facebook, on, I'm assuming, Instagram and the such.
Wow, is that a subtle nod to hashtag get Josh on Instagram?
Yeah, hashtag get Josh on Instagram. Hashtag free Josh.
Anyways, so the game is essentially like Mafia, where there is like one or two people who are the imposter, and they don't like belong in the group, and they're trying to kill people. And all the whilst this is happening, like the imposters are trying to kill you, the imposters are like trying to sabotage the space station because the setting is a space station. And then all the other non-imposters are trying to complete the task so that they can like keep the space station running. And it's essentially like that. And so it's a lot of fun. You just kind of like yell at people and accuse them of being imposters.
Okay, so nice. I guess we'll recruit a fourth host so we can finally play, since neither of us seem to have, like, enough friends to do so. So leave a review if you want to play Among Us with us. I don't know. I don't know why I was going with that. Let's segue. I'm sorry.
Yay!
We need a smooth segue.
Speaking of pop culture, something I did over the weekend, I was... incredibly blessed to attend my first BTS concert. Okay, so it wasn't real, obviously Corona, and like I'm not in Korea right now. But they have been doing some like live stream concerts because all of their like normal touring obviously, you know, cancelled. So I shelled out $40 American.
Oh my god.
So that I would be sent. Wow. Yeah, it was a lot. I my sister and I were like debating, we were drawing up like the pros and cons, but we like, you know, eventually paid.
Yeah, is it? It's like literally like a link.
Yeah. So you get sent a link, and then you can play. You can access the link on two devices, like total. And they just have this like countdown for a bit. Like my sister was like really anxiously, you know, like waiting for the countdown, and then they're playing like all these like build up clips and like ads, and there was so much hype, and on the chat, like there was like. It was like something crazy, like over 21 million people on the live stream at once. And they were all talking and they're all being like, oh my god, Jimin, like Tongo, blah, blah, blah. And it was just so crazy. And then suddenly BTS is on the screen, like dancing and singing.
And
so
this is
it
live.
Was, yeah, it was really cool, I have to say.
Wow.
And I'm not even like really an ARMY, and it was still a pretty cool experience. So
she like
yeah,
leaned
that was
in and is like backing up now. She's like, yeah, it was like I just paid $40 for like a link that like I can probably find the exact same footage for free on like PitLocker later, but I swear I'm not a real stan.
Yeah, I swear I'm not that into it, you know. I'm keeping it chill.
I just can't believe you paid $40 for a Zoom link, and it's like annoying to have people in the chat, and like the recording of the exact same thing that you watch is gonna be on there somewhere for free.
No, but live is different.
What do you
I
mean?
I respect
live
the pursuit of live music.
But it's like you're still watching, like you're watching a recording.
But it's like the like the community.
Yes. Oh, Ramona.
Oh my god!
The
ew, my
feeling,
phone
the
neck.
Electricity in the wavelengths in the air. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But just you know the knowledge that Jimin in real life sang that line, and you heard it in real life at the same time. The magic.
I'm not a real fan. I went to an in-person concert where like
what?
Where like BTS and like
what?
But I didn't really. Yeah, but like from really far away. But I don't like. I've been to so many concerts. Like I went to KCON front row to see 101, and like I just don't like concerts because I just feel like no matter how close you are and the money you spend, like even though they're in there in person, I'd rather much like watch the clips of their faces like later. Because it's just it's like not, yeah. And like maybe for the like, and then I went to a G-Eazy concert in high school, and like that was fun just because I was with my friends. But like music wise, disgusting because everyone's like singing along, and you're like y'all are nasty. Like I did not pay to hear y'all sing. I hate to hear them sing, but you can't even like hear them because everyone's screaming. It's sweaty. It's disgusting. No matter how close you get, you're far away. And if you do get close, like people are like thrashing. Like I just hate concerts. And the fact that you paid for one online, like,
and like, yeah, so really vibe the like everyone in this like massive crowd, and then the light sticks are all like in formation, and
no, it just sounds like you can't see anything.
Really cool experience.
Wait, guys, I went to M Countdown too, and like I didn't like it was just. Okay, never mind. I feel like wow. I'm just flexing now. You can edit all this out. I'm just not a fan of concerts.
This is Little Miss. Like, I have been to Korea in, like, 5 years, and you've been to more quintessentially K-pop experiences than I've ever dreamed of?
I think it's just because my mom pulled, like, all of her high school, or all of her college connection streams. Also, I went...
Wow.
When did I go? High school, like, right before college. Like, senior spring.
So that's what I did. And then... This weekend has always been, has also been kind of crazy for all of us. Well, I mean, Josh, it's always crazy because he has his two jobs. But for Mona and me, it was like fully midterm season. So It's been very stressful. And in the spirit of that today, I thought that we could take a step back, you know, walk down memory lane and revisit our most cherished moments. AKA,
why do you keep walking down memory lane?
AKA middle school and high school. And I was going to challenge you both to compete head to head in answering several quiz questions.
This is unfair because Josh will get all of, like, Josh is a G. This is, like, fully unfair.
I will say, though, the questions are more American-centric because our audience
that doesn't
is
help
more
me.
American-centric.
That literally, that doesn't help me. Like, I'm at no advantage here. In fact, that just shames me more for not knowing the answers. Like, if they were Australian-centered, I'd at least have an excuse.
I believe in both of you. I think both
wait,
of you
wait, how come we can't quiz
amazing.
You?
Wait, yeah, how come... Wait, Josh, let's attack Lena. We can team up.
The original plan was I was going to... Because it's more fun to have three people compete than two people, and our Igu team is, like, very small. So I was going to force my little sister to prepare some questions for me, and she was like, sure, that's chill, I'll do that. And then I woke up today, and she had, like, fully left the house. She had some, like, rehearsal to do for her, like, band or something.
Rip.
The betrayal.
And my like sis is like fully ghosting me, like hasn't responded to any of my texts, so I had to like slap this together last minute. So I will not be competing. I will be the Jinaengja or the MC. I will ask the questions and tally up the points. And really this will become an exposure for Josh and Mona.
So hi guys, welcome back to the very last episode of Igu that I will be participating in because post this quiz show I will have voted myself off the island. Thank you for coming. It's been a run. To see my solo debut, continue to follow me and unfollow Igu after this. Thank you.
This is our origin story of when the band split up. The drummer left.
Is it like, bro, my brother was like, bro, how do you, like, do square roots of fractions? And I was like, I don't know why you're asking me for help, because I forgot that as soon as I took the test on it in eighth grade. Like, is it, like, math?
This is a little bit of maths, a little bit of history, science, literature, and miscellaneous trivia.
So when Lena said, walk down memory lane, she really meant, let's just, unveil all of your educational traumas and put them in one place so you can listen to it over and over again. And, everyone else can listen to it too.
Yes, we walk down trauma lane for you so that you can vicariously revisit your trauma. What we offer at Igu is basically therapy. What can I say?
Okay, Seb, so Josh is a genius. This is so unfair.
I don't remember anything from high school or like from last semester of college.
No, but I just feel like you have like Nucci, but like when it's like brains, you know, like not like like book so, Nucci. Like, what is that called in Korean?
Intelligence.
Oh yes. See, I didn't even know the word for it. Oh.
I think let's just start. The leader was giving me anxiety.
Okay.
It's okay. So I have middle school level first, and then we'll build up to high school. So
what does middle school even mean?
Middle school for Australian audiences is like what, year 6 to 8?
Okay, sounds good.
Or like 7 to 9? I don't know, man. Just it's like not primary school. It's like young high school. That's just that's what you need to think about.
Okay. Young junior high school.
So, I will be reading out the questions. Some of them are open answer. Some of them are multiple choice. And then, as soon as you have your answer, I want you to buzz in. And you guys, you want to create your own buzz sound?
Buzz, buzz.
Okay. Buzz, buzz. What, Josh's. What's your buzz sound, Mona?
No, can I feel stupid. I don't need one because I'm not gonna buzz it before Josh.
Okay. You should
wait. No, give me
yourself,
one. Give me one. I don't have an idea.
Oh my god! You know what yours should be? It should be snip, snip,
snip, snip,
snip, snip.
I want to get snip, snip to the point where it's like in our like canon mythology of Aigu, and I want to get it on a t-shirt. I want to put it on hoodies. We should just keep using it until it's a thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay,
think about all the cute merch options, like little scissors, like little.
I can't wait till I get some real ones so I can cut you out of my life.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. We're bringing you the real drama.
Okay. Anyways. Okay. Okay. Give us a question.
All right. Are we ready for the middle school Fire half away. Of our yeah. quiz today? Our very first question is going to be middle school literature. What popular book do the characters Ponyboy, Dally, and Soda Pop come from? A.
I'm sorry.
Animal Farm. Yes.
Soda Pop? Like, is a real... Okay, first off, the answer does not matter because these are dumb books. So if you're reading this, I actually... Okay, I'm not going to say... Watch it be, like, a classic.
No, I truly don't know this one.
Yeah, I will say this what are the options? Context for our listeners and for our competitors, this is a very famous and critically acclaimed American classic novel. So the options are...
I read
a,
Harry
Animal
Potter
Farm.
In high school, middle school.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. B. Bridge to Terabithia. C. The Outsiders. And D. Huckleberry Finn.
What were the names again?
As a reminder, the names are Ponyboy, Dally, and Soda Pop. And I'll put in some, like, thinking music.
Wait, it's gotta be Huckleberry Finn, right?
The only thing I remember from Huckleberry Finn is the fact that the N-word was everywhere, so I didn't read it.
Yep, okay, so I do acknowledge that Huckleberry Finn is a problematic book.
Wait, wait, that's not a middle school question. I was assigned to read Huckleberry Finn C in my senior year AP Lit class.
Wow,
I can prove it. I know. Wait, and I didn't even read it. I sparked on it, but it was, like, really uncomfortable because my teacher was, like, this white man. Hi, hello, Mr. D.
Oh, yikes,
And he was like, there's the N-word a lot, and I'm just going to say it because it's, like, we're reading out loud.
Oh,
which is like
no.
I guess like in the context of the book, but anyways, that is not a middle school question. That's a senior high school level question.
Well, that's assuming that Huckleberry Finn is the answer, right? I will remind you that there are three other options. Once again, your options are A. Animal Farm, B. Bridge to Terabithia, C. Wait, did I say A and B or did I do 1, 2, 3 just then?
You say A.
Have I been doing letters? Okay, C. A, B, the Outsiders, and D. Huckleberry Finn. Buzz in if you would like to lock in your answer.
So I don't know what The Outsiders is.
I don't know what The Outsiders
no
is.
No Googling! No good Googling!
Wait, can you look up what The Outsiders is?
I can hear you
is.
Typing
I've
away.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of
that. I'm checking what The Outsiders is.
No, you can't. No Googling.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm looking
wait, that
it
means that must be the
before.
Answer then.
Oh,
no Googling for any
it?
Of these books.
Wait, the guy in Bridge to Terabithia was really cute. Like, the movie. Do you guys remember
isn't
him?
It a girl?
Josh Hutcherson.
No, the lead. Yes.
Yes.
Josh
Peter
Mellark
from the Hunger Games.
Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you. The original cute white boy before freaking Noah. What's his name? Noah Centineo.
Noah Centineo.
Okay, anyways.
Are we gonna get any answers, folks, or are we just gonna keep ruminating?
Josh said the Outsiders.
No, I said I didn't know what the Outsiders was.
Oh, I'll well, it's gotta be the one that you don't know, right? Oh, it's Huckleberry.
Okay, Finn. Well, Josh, I'm gonna need you to buzz in and lock in your answer for me.
Oh, sorry, buzz, buzz.
And you're buzz, looking buzz. In C.
I'm looking in D, Huckleberry Finn. I haven't
oh, D, read Huckleberry that in, Finn. Like, 10 okay, years, and Myrna, can you buzz in and lock in your answer for me?
Oh, I'll just go with the Outsiders.
Okay, and this question goes to ting ting ting. Myrna would see the Outsiders.
Oh, damn.
I feel like Josh is doing so well. Wait, also, isn't the thing in middle school was to guess the letter C for correct, but also because people like to sandwich it in between.
Oh, true.
Because they're like, oh, A is like too soon, but they want to make you read it, but they're like, what if people start from the bottom up? I don't know. I've never heard of this.
So The Outsiders is one of the really classic American novels. I read it when I was like maybe 13, 14. I don't remember a whole lot about
Nina
it, but
only
I do
made these
know
questions
that.
So she can answer them.
It's some weird like it's I think it's about like kind of gang culture.
Oh. These are heavy books for junior middle schoolers.
I do know that the main character is called Pony Boy, and then like the really famous quote "Stay Gold" or "Pony Boy" or something comes from that.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
1983.
What's Huckleberry Finn about? You know what? I realized probably that like the character from the book Huckleberry Finn is probably Huckleberry Finn and not Soda Pop.
Yeah, probably. Right.
So that's probably a bad option.
Yeah, maybe
to
you
guess.
Didn't quite think that one through.
All I don't right, understand well, why any of these are like classic novels. Like, can we please, like, can we, can middle schools please read like Percy Jackson and like good literature? Thank you.
I've never heard Percy Jackson be argued as good literature.
Oh, good
but
literature.
But you know
oh
what?
Because it curates subjective. Their imaginations.
That's true.
And they become creative.
What? I like Percy Jackson in the book, but the movie was terrible.
Oh
the
my
movie
gosh.
Was can
so,
we
but
all
Logan
agree?
Lerman is cute. Another original white boy.
Have you guys seen Logan Lerman? Lately, the have you seen the tweet where it was like Logan's like really catering to my taste as I get older, and it is true. When I was 13, he looked like my 13-year-old like ideal man, and now that I'm 19, he looks like my ideal man even now. So
no, he looks like he looks like the type of person who's building a bunker in the woods for like World War III right now. Like he needs to shave and go back to who he was and hoot his pink.
You're just biased against all facial hair, Mona. Even though
that's
it's a
very
completely
true.
Natural thing for men to have. Wow, are we problematic? Are we being problematic now?
I mean,
I think we should move on to the second question. It's
on.
Fully been 20
we're
minutes.
We're gonna change tracks. We're gonna go with a maths question. This was my favorite topic in middle school maths, and that was long division. Yay! Do we all remember how to long divide?
No, because I didn't know how to take 20% of $20 on my freaking Korean listening test for the midterm last week.
Well,
I'm gonna
just
use my computer.
No using computers.
For any young listeners like listening, just when your teacher's like, you can't use a calculator, it's like in the real world, when someone's like, hey, like get this number for me, they're not just like, up, no calculator. Like, no, like your calculator is always with you. Your phone is always with you. So like, don't be too pressed if you're bad at math. Cause like all you need once you graduate is like multiplication and addition and like subtraction. And like maybe division.
Okay.
Yeah. Like maybe.
Fine.
You can also like bring a calculator around with you if your phone isn't easily accessible.
Yeah, and then you can also just Google like any math equation and then the answer will come up before you even hit enter.
Fine.
And even the ones you can't put into your calculator, you can put it into wolframalpha.com.
Yes, wolframalpha.
They will solve everything for you, even calculus.
Yes.
Thank
fine,
you,
in the interest
for helping
of
you pass 21A.
In the interest of making this accurate to real life, I will let you use a calculator. So this is just going to become who can do it the fastest.
Yes.
It's a speed test.
Oh, you
okay,
can also
ready?
Use your, like, laptop search bar, like Spotlight search.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty handy.
Oh, my God. Are we done giving cheating tips to the youth of the world? Are we done? Okay. You're going to want to hear this really quickly because it's going to come down to speed. Are we ready? What is... Wait, should I do this in... No. Like, what is... 1750 divided by 5. Remember to buzz
in. Wait, that's not even like hard long division because there's no remainder. Where's the division symbol on my laptop?
You didn't buzz, it's not valid.
Oh, sorry, buzz. 3,410.
Yes. Didn't you also just say 3,405 the first time?
I'm fairly certain I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But it's on the record.
Josh got it.
Wait, the number was 350.
The number was 1,750.
17,050.
Oh my god, did I say 17,050?
No, you said 1,750. Yeah, no, no, and that's 17,050.
17,050.
17,050. Lena, you have one job.
The number was 17,050 divided by 5. And Josh got it right. It is in
but
fact
Josh heard it wrong because like you said 1,750 the first time.
This is a greater test for you, Lena, than it is for us.
Yeah. This is reading comprehension.
Am I exposing myself more than... Well, okay, since that one was messy, I'm just going to give both of you a point. Because it was calculator work anyway.
Josh is so wrong.
But I got it right. Also,
well,
if anything, we should be
right,
deducting a point off you.
Oh, yeah, true. Wow. Yeah, minus one for Lena. We're keeping
fine,
our own
fine. Minus one. We're
throwing
minus one for Lena. Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to change track again. We've done literature, we've done maths, and now we get to the history portion of our middle school quiz. And this question is another multiple choice, and it is US history, so I apologize, Josh. But I also don't think that this is very common US history, so let's go. In what year did the US go to war against Canada? Your options are A, 1945, B, 1643, C, 1812, or D, they've never fought each other. What are you talking about? Those are your options.
If only the question was, when was the War of 1812? Because it would be 1812. Wait, have you guys seen the answer that was like, what ended in like 1776 or something? And then someone put 1775.
That's so funny.
It's so good. I'm going to go with D.
I also reckon D.
Okay, D is locked in for both of our competitors.
Buzz.
And...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
unfortunately, neither of you get points. The answer was, in fact, C, 1812.
I knew it.
Oh, what was the war? Was that the War of 1812?
You knew it, and yet you picked D. Okay.
Wait,
well,
what?
I was surprised. I did not know that the US ever fought Canada. Because they act like they're besties. You know?
I don't even... The War of 1812, conflict fought between the United States and Great Britain over Britain violations of U.S. maritime... I don't even know what U.S. maritime rights means. What is the Treaty of Ghent?
Boats had.
Oh. Well, no one calls this the war with U.S. and Canada. It's called the War of 1812.
I mean, I did say that the U.S. go to war against Canada. So it doesn't need to be the US-Canadian war. It's just any war in which the US and Canada are on different sides.
Ugh.
Huh. Also, see, it was
a trick question.
Yeah.
Played with your mind psychologically.
I'm gonna hurt you. I'm really.
Yeah. Overthrow the establishment. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains. Oh, you know what, though? I bet, like, someone listening is in high school, and then the next time they take, like, an AP Euro exam, it's going to be like, describe the War of 1812, and they'll be like, I know Canada was involved, and they're going to get, like, 1 point because they'll remember it since we're funny.
Yeah, see? Okay, our next question is a science question, and hopefully this is an easy point for both of you. Which...
I hope so, because I have no points.
Which pH number indicates a neutral substance?
Buzz, 7.
7? Oh.
Nice!
Oh my god, wait, but there's this really good chemistry burn that I used in freshman year that I can tell you. So it was like, if some girl's like, I'm a 10. Like, I'm like for looks. So like, I'm a 10. It's like, yeah, on the pH scale, because you're basic.
Nice! Extra point to Mona for the burn.
Thank you. Also, it's not even good, but when you're like 14, it slaps, like I'm telling you.
All right, well, that was a good one. I'm pleasantly surprised. And our very last question is in our miscellaneous section. So, in the show Avatar The Last Airbender, you're going to have to guess. For most of the Hundred Year War, where was Avatar Aang?
Hey. Wait, this is biased because regular high school kids watch freaking Victorious.
This is a famous middle school show. Myrna, I'm going to read you the options so that you can guess. And
wait, no, this is stupid. You need to pick better TV shows. Listen, listen, the Holy Grail was Hannah Montana, okay? Victorious. Wait, Avatar The Last Airbender was on Nickelodeon, but the good stuff was, like, Victorious. I'm just upset. Or, like, Wizards of Waverly Place, like, Camp Rock. Okay, listeners, what did you see in middle school or high school? Okay, Avatar The Last Airbender or Victorious? Or Hannah Montana? Like, let me know. Let me know.
Let us know in the Apple review section of Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we can do a poll on Instagram.
All right, well, I'm going to read you the options that you can at least guess and maybe get in there before Josh. Josh, to make it fair, I'm going to let Mona make a guess before you say your answer. Okay, so A, Avatar Aang was at the Northern Air Temple. B, he was with the gang, and that's with three A's, two A's. C, which Avatar stands will understand. C, fighting against Lord Ozai. Or D, in an iceberg. What do you think,
Myrna? E, Lena sucks. No, I'm sorry. I'm wow! Just go with C. I prefer the establishment.
C, fighting against Lord Ozai. And Josh, you should know this answer. Buzz, what do you think it is?
D, yes. Stuck in an iceberg.
Yes, it is in fact D. He was stuck in an iceberg for 100 years.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Myrna. Wow. Will you believe that after our first middle school round, you guys are tied on 3 points each? The drama.
Wow.
The stakes. Also wasn't intentional, but it's good because now we go into the high school section.
This is good TV.
Well, we might see some more separation.
This is good TV, says Josh on a podcast.
I'm going to move on to the high school test. And do you guys have any particular order in which you'd like to see the subjects? Or should I just mix it up? I'm going to mix it up. Let's start with math.
If I stay silent long enough, we would have no questions at all.
Yeah, true.
Okay, first question.
Our first question is maths. And this is a free write. So you're going to have to just buzz in early. Give me your explanation, and I'm going to give the other person a chance.
Josh pulled out his TI-84. He means business.
Okay.
I've had this calculator since I was in year 7, so there aren't even, like, buttons anymore.
Wow. Okay, for everyone who can't see Josh's calculator, because this is a podcast, he's rubbed the actual numbers and, like, stuff off his buttons, which is crazy. Like, I've had my calculator for that long, and my calculator's fine.
Oh.
For anyone looking to buy a calculator, you should get the ones that you can play games on. What? Like the graphing calculators you can play, like, Snake on.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And put your answers, program your answers into your calculator. And also, if they don't check the sleeves, you can, like, hide a post-it note on the little back cover of the calculator and then slide it up to read it and then slide it back down.
Oh, my God. Okay, so allegedly, we've never done that. Myrna has never done that, allegedly. Okay, for this question, you will not require a calculator, so you can put that away, Josh. The question is, please explain the Sokotoa rule.
The what?
The Sokotoa rule.
Sokotoa?
Buzz.
Yes, Josh, you make it first.
It's the, like, trick stuff. So, so stands for SOH, sine is opposite over hypotenuse, ka is cosine adjacent over hypotenuse, toa is tan opposite over adjacent. I don't know how to make this interesting. Like,
I thought she said shocker. Shocker.
Sokotoa.
Yeah, lost in translation.
Okay, Myrna, would you like to add anything / rebuff anything that Josh said?
Just that the mitochondria is the powerhouse itself.
Okay, so Josh came in first, and obviously he was correct. Yes. That's a point to Josh. Well done, Josh.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my parents and my math teacher from year 7.
Get them to listen to Aqua Podcast. Okay, history question. Which president led America through most of World War II? A. Franklin D. Roosevelt. B.
I'm gonna Google President
William McKinley.
When was World War II?
World War II was 1939 to 1945. No Google. I can see you googling.
I just want to know the answer, but Josh can have it. Sorry, it's just not who I thought it was. Okay.
Okay, so as a reminder, I don't know why we're doing this, Josh. You can get the point now anyway. Or actually, you could get it wrong. A. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah, you guys all expect me to get this right.
B. William McKinley.
But I was gonna say Winston Churchill.
C. JFK. William McKinley. Or D. Harry S. Truman.
Wait, can I tell you a cool thing with JFK about the butterfly?
Yes, please tell us.
Okay, so you guys know I'm obsessed with the butterfly effect, and it's basically like this one small thing can change the course of your entire life and thus the course of the entire world. So it applies to JFK because he like wore like a back brace all the time, and so like on the day he was shot, he was wearing his back brace, but if he wasn't, so he was killed with two shots because the first one, like if it was just one shot and then he managed to like duck and miss the second shot, he could have been alive, which is like who knows what could have happened to the world. But it's a butterfly effect because he was wearing his like back brace, he couldn't bend over and dodge the second bullet, so he died. So it's like just that simple gesture of like wearing his back brace that like one day is what like eventually led to his death. And also, wasn't like one of the world wars started because someone took like a left turn early?
Archduke Ferdinand, World War One. But I don't think it would have mattered because the Black Hand was in several streets.
Yeah, they were ready. They were ready to muck that boy wherever he was.
But maybe it could have been like a different court, you know, because the butterfly effect. Anyways. Okay, Josh, you can answer the question now.
Oh, sorry, what were the options?
A. Franklin D. Roosevelt. B. William McKinley. C. JFK. And D. Harry S. Truman.
Buzz. A. Roosevelt.
Yay! Ding. Josh gets another point. And Myrna disqualified herself because she Googled it.
I feel like you could have gotten it. No, I also didn't know who C and D were, or two of the four, I think.
Myrna is a product of the American education system, and she also currently attends an Ivy League college, but we do not in any way, shape, or form represent the American Board of Education or the college.
I do all Ivy of this Board at of education. Some point. Okay.
So the next one. I'm sure if this is an easy one or a hard one. But here we go. It's science. Lena has climbed a mountain. The mountain is high above sea level. Now that I have completed my quest, I want to boil some water for my rice. But being on a mountaintop, how should I alter my recipe? There are only two options. Firstly, Lena should simmer the rice for more time. Because air pressure is lower at high altitudes, water boils at a lower temperature. B. Lena should cook the rice for less time. Air pressure is higher at higher altitudes, and water thus boils at a higher temperature.
Wait, what was A again?
I should simmer the rice for more time, because air pressure is lower at high altitudes, water boils at a lower
But the second one was air pressure is higher at higher altitudes?
Mm-hmm.
But they both boil for longer?
So I should boil it for less time.
Oh, for less time?
Less time.
Okay, Josh buzzed in before you even said the question, so just give it to him.
Wow, okay, Josh, go for it.
It boils at a lower temperature.
Therefore?
But then I think you mixed up your options. Because boiling at a lower temperature should mean...
Oh wow, controversy.
No, boiling at a lower temperature should mean you boil faster. And boiling at a higher temperature should mean you boil for longer.
Wait, I thought she was saying...
Interesting.
Wait.
Okay, so Josh is challenging the moderator.
I'm just going to go with B because isn't air pressure higher? I don't know though, but I'm just going to go with B. But I don't understand the question, nor do I understand Josh, so... I'm guessing on this.
Isn't it?
Okay, this is
like,
such a mess.
Going to like 0 to or like 25 to 97 takes a shorter time than going from 25 to 105.
Where did these numbers
okay.
come from?
Okay, alright, I will reveal the answer. So Josh has the scientific concept correctly, but he doesn't understand cooking. So water does... water boils at a lower temperature at higher altitudes. So for example, it might boil at like 90 degrees Celsius instead of 100 degrees Celsius. But my question was, how should I alter the recipe, right?
So you cook it for less time?
If rice requires water to be at a temperature of 100 degrees Celsius to boil in, say, like 10 minutes, if the water can only reach 90 degrees Celsius, then it won't be as hot and it will require more time to cook through. Therefore, the correct answer is A. I should simmer the rice for more time.
Wait, but... What? Is the pressure higher or lower at... I just want to know. Like, purely, I just want to know.
The pressure is lower at higher altitudes. You know how people say the air is thinner?
Oh.
I still don't get why you have to cook it for longer, but okay.
I don't get why you...
Wait, what'd you say?
I still don't get why you have to cook it for longer.
Because if it's a lower temperature, then you're going to need more time for it to cook.
Well, then why don't you just leave it at the same temperature and then cook it for shorter?
But wouldn't it take the same amount of time to reach 100 degrees Celsius?
No, so water can't reach 100 degrees at a high altitude because it'll start to boil off. Like, the whole point of boiling is that it turns into a gas, and gas can't cook rice. Like, it'll evaporate.
I somehow feel like I failed being Asian in, like, multiple ways of, like, one, not knowing math, two, not knowing how to cook rice.
See, I purposely made it so that you would be able to shame your family in two ways. Wait, so
okay, wow. Anyone listening to this is on the same page as me. Like, half the things you learn in high school aren't actually important to real life. Like, are you ever going to climb a mountain and need to cook rice? No, bitch. So just take that and throw it out your brain and store some useful information. Okay, anyways.
I mean, we are Korean. What about our Dunsan culture, bro? Like, you climb all those mountains. You have, like,
why would you cook the rice the on the mountain? Just bring rice that's already been cooked. I'm not carrying a rice cooker on my back all the way up the mountain when I could just carry a to-go box with rice.
Fair point. Okay, so for this question, Josh did have the scientific concept correct, but he argued with me, and I am the powerful force.
Overthrow the establishment.
I was going to take away a point from Josh.
Why are you taking,
I'm not going to do that
because
it seems mean.
I
I'm going to give myself back the negative point. So
I'm very upset.
Josh is still
this.
Leading, okay, and I'm back to my zero balance. Okay, we're down to the last two questions. Myrna, if you get both of these right, you could tie with Josh.
Oh, baby.
And what better honor is there than tying?
If you get this right, you won't lose as shamefully.
No, I feel like if we're on tie, we should go juice and advantage.
I have no idea what you just said.
We should go in juice and then advantage.
Oh, are you doing like, are you trying to bring sports into this?
I still don't know what he said.
You're trying to prove that you know the world of tennis?
I mean, I feel like these are pretty common
metaphors,
but yes.
Wow, okay, alright. Alright, okay. Let's try and get, Mona, I believe in you. Let's try and get this to a tie. You know, actually, I'm going to give you first preference.
Yeah.
This is so, this is making me sad. This is fully making
it's
me
like
sad.
It's like a pity advantage. Okay, Mona, this might make you feel better. This next question is a literature question, but it is a reference to a 2 out of 3 that you and I did a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, you really, like, this is pulling from your own words. Okay, are we ready?
Did we read the script
in the
of
novel,
Mean Girls?
In the novel, The Great Gatsby.
I didn't read The
what
Great
is the
Gatsby.
Name?
And this was another senior year assignment. I watched the movie instead.
Okay, it's okay. The movie has the same people, so you'll know this. What is the name of Nick Carraway's cousin?
Who's Nick
Carraway? Who also happens to be the object of Jay Gatsby's affection.
Oh my god,
who does Jay Gatsby have a big-ass crush
on? Is it Daisy?
On?
I don't know her last name, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is it Daisy?
So your options are A, Rose, B, Daisy.
It's Daisy.
C,
why
Jordan,
does Lena
and
never,
D, Myrtle.
Snip, snip, Daisy. Why does Lena never let us answer the questions until she's done?
Because I want the audience to listen to the options and be like, oh, I think it's C. And then like find out they're a shitty loser because it's B. You know, I want to give the audience the freedom to know, to get stuff wrong as well. But yes, you were right. It is Daisy. So Myrna gets a point, and she brings herself closer to that.
Josh knew this answer too. This is so unfair.
Gripping tie with Josh. Yay. Okay, guys, this is the last question. And this is the miscellaneous section. So you guys have an equal chance of getting this correct because it's really not based in any inherent knowledge whatsoever. Okay, are you ready?
It's really not
based. Complete the quote from the famous high school steamy drama Netflix original show, Riverdale. This is the quote, you have to complete it.
The only quote I know from Riverdale is like, I'm weird.
You haven't known the triumphs and defeats, the epic highs and lows of... There are 3 more words in that quote. Once again, the quote is, you haven't known the triumphs and defeats, the epic highs and lows of...
Lena's poor entertainment choice in high school, because she should have been watching A, Pretty Little Liars, B, Jane the Virgin, C, Friends, D, How I Met Your Mother, E, Victorious, F, literally anything else.
Is this another attack against the moderator? You're at risk of losing a part, Myrna. You know, you guys, I was trying to make it relevant for, like, the people who are in middle school and high school today, and the kids today.
They still watch Victorious.
Netflix. It's all on Netflix. Oh, wait, actually, Victorious is also Netflix. But what high schooler is watching Victorious? You know, you wanna see
cultured skin. Ones?
You wanna see Myrna.
where was like Watch Me Hill, like? Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, I didn't watch those shows.
Guess one of us was cool in high school.
Does no one really know this quote? This was very memed. If you don't know this, then you're also showing that you don't know your memes. And that's actually shameful.
Or maybe we're just showing that we grew out of, like, shitty Tumblr memes, Lena. Like, maybe that's...
Wow. Wow.
Also, wow. Aren't the people on Riverdale, like, old? Like, is it one of the people from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on it? And he's, like, 30 now.
Yeah. He's old. It is problematic. Wait, so no one actually knows this quote? No. I thought you would.
The epic times and failures of the IQ podcast.
Riverdale came out in 2017. I graduated in 2018.
It's a high school show. Can you see what I was getting at? Like, it was like high school.
So is Victorious.
All right, I failed as a moderator. Okay, what we might do is do your best guess or the funniest joke. And then I'll decide the one that I like the most.
I don't want to play anymore. Wait, how old is the cast? 28! Ugh! Sorry, I'm looking it up right now. Wait, is this based off of Archie Comics?
Yeah.
You know, I watched the original Archie cartoon that was right before Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so...
Buzz Buzz, Riverdale High School.
Okay, the epic highs and lows of Riverdale High School. Very literal. I appreciate that.
I mean...
This is crazy. I bet you everyone who's listening right now knows the answer. I cannot believe... Did you guys spend, like, the entirety of 2018 off the internet?
No, I was watching... I was watching good TV.
Did you not study for HSC?
Did you not study?
Okay, it was more like 2019, maybe, or, like, early 2020. All right, Myrna, do you have at least a guess?
I gave my multiple choice of the shows that you should...
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna give the point to Josh because he refrained from attacking the moderator.
That was a surprise, to be sure, but a welcome one.
So after our gripping rendition of middle school and high school quizzes,
wait, what was the answer though?
Our winner is what
was the answer?
Oh, the answer was the epic highs and lows of high school football. You guys have never heard that quote?
Wait, I was 2 out of 3. I said Riverdale High School.
Yeah, you were. You were. Because the quote is, like, one dude is like, when I was 5 or like 8, I dropped out of school to, like, run drugs and support my nana. And then Archie is like, then you don't know the highs and lows of high school football. You guys have never seen that moment? It's, like, super memed.
The only Riverdale meme I know is the one where he's like, I'm, like, really weird. Like, you know, the TikTok song.
I'm weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't look like
I didn't realize Riverdale was popular.
Wait, also, like, I just... Okay, I'm done. I'll just rewatch Victorious on my own time. It's fine.
Okay, so our amazing winner is Josh.
Wow, yay.
Yay, Josh!
What's our prize? Is it $1 million? All right.
And that, I believe, brings us to the end of Igor Today...
That
I'm
was the whole episode.
This quiz wasn't what it could
I'm sorry
be.
That it wasn't what it could be.
I will be sure to improve. And I really should have gotten an actual high schooler to write this quiz. Clearly, I'm out of touch. But it's okay, you know? If you enjoyed what you heard today and you think that I have room for improvement and you also want to see Josh and Myrna go head-to-head with me as well... leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can also email us at iGoPodcast.
I feel like there was probably a pre-made, like, BuzzFeed quiz on this.
Huh?
Sorry. Continue the closing.
Wait, that's a good idea. We should do a BuzzFeed quiz. Also... Then we have an independent
moderator. But yeah, there's a literal Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader BuzzFeed quiz.
But, like, I don't like BuzzFeed, so I don't want to give them more airtime than they need.
Oh, snip, snip.
Snip, snip.
Like, you know how they have, like, serious problems with, like, taking the creative property of, like, the employees?
Yeah, but BuzzFeed, if you're listening to this, still hire me. Still hire me. Still hire me.
Okay, so if you want to see more and... or send us questions asking for advice, because we're clearly qualified. You can email us at iglepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us at iglepodcast on Instagram and start the hashtag getjosh on Instagram.
Hashtag getjosh on Instagram. Hashtag free Josh.
You can also follow Mona at yohavramona and me at lena.charo.
Yay!
Okay, I think that does it for today. Thank you. Congrats to Josh, our winner.
Yes, cute outro music.
And condolences to Mona, our shitty loser.
Sad.